Good morning, Marilyn.
Good morning, Nick.
Now, Sydney College of the Arts has been at Callan Park for about 20 years, but it was in Balmain before that. So it's been through a relocation before. What do you think another one would mean for the faculty?
Well, the idea of a relocation in itself isn't a bad thing. And in theory, you know, a move to the Camperdown Darlington campuses could have been good in the sense it offered perhaps the opportunity for double degrees for students to be able to interact with other faculties and disciplines. Mm. All of that's good. But in fact, what's been put on the table by the university isn't the opportunity for to create or to refresh Sydney College of the Arts and give it a new way forward and, you know, with an opportunity to develop on the things that it already does really well, but rather, you know, whereas the merger was a type of execution, what's been offered is in fact death by a thousand cuts. So the move in fact is not an expansion. There are no purpose-built facilities awaiting SCA as it is, you know, on the current draft change plan that's been just put forward by the university. In fact, what you have is a reduction of staff by over 50%. I think it's probably nearer to 60%. A radical restructuring of the course so that you eliminate something like 40% of the offerings. Mm. And also a complete sort of absence of any explanation about the type of facilities that will be made available. So, in fact, you can't help but think the university just plans to shoehorn SCA into these leftover bits and pieces of existing courses on main campus, as it's called, and into spaces in existing buildings. But there's no sense at the moment that they're embracing this in a way that will allow SCA to continue to do the things it does so well already.
Well, how is Sydney Uni trying to sell this relocation? I mean, I'm assuming they're not saying what you just said sort of out loud.
Well, you just have to read the draft change proposal. They're not actually trying to disguise it. That's the astonishing thing. You know, they're quite straightforward in what they're proposing, but again, they're couching it in the same rhetoric that they used during the, you know, so-called merger plans, where they're suggesting that this is a really good thing. But you'd have to ask yourself, do they think that the students and the staff at SCA and also the general arts community and the wider public who have, you know, an interest in what's happening with contemporary art education in Australia, do they think that we're stupid, you know, that we can't sort of look at the facts and say, well, this doesn't seem to add up, because it doesn't add up.
So what
at the moment,
what has been the response from student, staff and interest groups, especially the kind of people who are behind the Let SCA Stay campaign?
Well, the real problem is that I think, you know, there is not a single view in terms of the right way forward, because a number of people have put the view that they feel it's important to stay at Roselle. But then there's quite a significant number of students and staff as well who, if the relocation was offered in good faith, were ready to embrace it and to really make it work. But right now, I think you would have to say there's general dismay at the way in which this doesn't seem to be a genuine offer,
Marilyn,
and across the board.
Marilyn, can we expect to see more protests, do you think, in that case?
Oh, I think the protests are absolutely going to continue, yes. I mean, what are people to do? Just lay down and roll over? What the university is proposing as it stands, you know, unless they're prepared to really rethink what they're offering, what they're proposing is not a way of SCA moving forward at all in a different configuration that's going to be a good configuration that maintains the sort of core structure, the curriculum, which is a really fantastic curriculum, and the broad range of offerings that are currently available to the students, but which are severely under threat.
So, Marilyn, do you think, and just quickly, do you think SCA can survive with Sydney Uni seeming to really have a bit of a plan against it?
I think, you know, that's a moot question, but I think that there's such a groundswell of support, and the school itself, you know, there's a great will to survive within the staff and the students, and I just think the university has to get over its sort of hubris and start to work constructively with the staff and develop a much more sort of realistic and, you know, a sort of realistic in the sense of preserving and maintaining as well as creating new opportunities, you know, that reflect the time that we're in. I mean, we're not talking about 20 years ago, we're talking about 2016. And of course, things change over time. But there's got to be this sense of, you know, a real collaboration with the college in moving forward rather than just imposing something on the basis of it's going to save a bit of money, because I think, you know, that argument's been thrown out the door. The value, the contribution that people make to the arts and the value of the arts to the overall community surely is no longer in dispute.
Marilyn, thanks so much for speaking to Breakfast this morning about this very important topic.
Thank you so much for having me.